We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah B'Chaim Yaakov B'Pidchos Elio. We're in Zvachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a carbon oath, a burnt offering that had Malika done, but then you found out that the animal was a trefa. You found out something's wrong with the intestines, some type of defect that would disqualifies it for a carbon. There's a hole, let's say, in the esophagus. Several things that can make a bird or an animal a trefa. So it can't be brought as a carbon. The question is this this oaf, this bird, do we consider it an avela? Or do we say, after all, a malika was done, if a malika was done on a regular carbon, of course it's not an avela. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do malika. A malika is done on a chulin animal, so that obviously a chulin bird. So obviously that makes it a trefa. Here, it's a carbon oaf. It is designated as a carbon. It did malika, but it ends up being disqualified because of the fact that it's a trefa. Do we say that the fact that you did malika will remove it from, after all, it is a carbon. You did malika. You can't bring it because of this external factor that it's a trefa, but at the end of the day, it shouldn't be considered an avela. That's the question. Malak v'nimsa trefa. Here you have the Kohen did the malika. You find out that the animal is a trefa. There's a hole in the esophagus. There's a hole in the intestines. We'll learn this in Chulin, third perek. Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino Metama Bebeis Tavliya. Says Rabbi Meir, it's not metamic like nevela. If you have it in your throat, does it make your clothing tame? Why not? Because the malika itself removes this carbon oaf from being a nevela. The same way, if you shechted, let's say you have a bird, you have a chicken, and you shecht the chicken. Well, chulin, not a carbon, shecht the chicken. According to Rabbi Meir, that shechita, and you find out it's a trefa, so you can't eat it. When you say, oh, well, you can't eat it, I guess now we'll call that a nevela, and it's a tame like nevela, etc., in the beis habliya, in the throat. No, Rabbi Meir says, if you do shechita on a bird, that's going to remove it from, and you find out it's a trefa, it removes it from any tumas nevela at all. So the same thing would be true, and he'll learn this a little bit later, he'll explain it through a kavachomer, that the same thing is true with malika on a karban. Shechita on chulin, malika on a karban, you find out that they're trefa, the shechita of a chulin animal, removes it from, even though it's a trefa, removes that animal from any tumas nevela, and malika on a carbon oaf, even though you find out to be a trefa, removes it from tumas nevela. It's not metame bebeis habliya. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer metame bebeis habliya. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on both of those, both of Rabbi Meir's opinion, the one that's written in the Mishnah, the one that we added. Right, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's a shechita on a regular bird, a regular chicken of chulin, not a karban, does not remove, that you find that to be a trefa, that doesn't remove it from being a nevela. Now it's a nevela, because that's not considered a shechita, it's not a kosher shechita, because it's not, because you can't eat the animal. So therefore the animal is called a nevela, it's also called a trefa. You can't eat it because of trefa, but it has tuma like nevela. And malika, the same thing. You have an oaf of kachim, an oaf of a bird of korbanos, the malika will not remove the tumas nevela, that's metame, the person in the beis habliya, in the throat, by the fact that, because you did malika, so it's not going to be a nevela. No, it's a nevela, because the malika doesn't do anything, since it's a trefa. So Amar Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a kavachomer. That in fact this should be, now the kavachomer actually says begins with not karbanos, but the regular chicken of chulin, the regular non-karbanos bird. I'm going to tell you that I have a kavachomer to tell me that the shechita of a bird of chulin removes, that you find out to be a trefa, removes the tumas nevela. How do I know? Ma'im nevelas behema shehi metama magavamasa. Let's go to animals now, not birds. Let's go to animals. What happens if you have an animal that's a behema? So the pasuk says hanogea benivlasa yitma ada arev vahanoseas nivlasa yichabes begadav tamed arev. What's the tumas nevela of a behema is a high level of tuma. How do I know? It's metamim magva masa, an avela of an animal, let's say of a cow, a dead animal, and a cow that just died. So it's metamim if you touch it, metamim if you carry it. We said that birds are more lenient, are more kal. in that they're not mitami if you touch them or you carry them. They're only mitami when they're in your throat. That's it. So what happens when it comes to a behema? Shchita sa mitaharis es trefa sa mitamasa. Did you know that if you shechted an animal, you shechted a cow, and you found out that it was a trefa, there is no tumas nevela. Not if you touch it, not if you carry it. Why? Because the shchita removes this, the removes that animal from it, from its tumas nevela. That's learned from psukim. So says Rabbi Meir, it's kavachomer nevelas ha'of. The nevela of a bird, shein a matam b'agav amasa, which is more kal, like kal v'chomer. The animal behema is more chomer. Oaf is more kal. Nevela oaf, it's not matam b'agav amasa. It's only matam b'beis ablia. So Eino Din is not a kava chomer. It's not logical. Is it not logical then that we should say that the shchita of the, this is shchita, we're talking about a chulin bird, the shchita of that chicken should remove, even though it's that you found that to be a trefa, should remove its tumas nevela in the beis ablia. That's a simple kava chomer. If when it comes to a behema, which is has more chomer of a tumah, magav amasa, if you shecht it and you found it to be a trefa, there's no tumas nevela, even though it's a trefa, and the shchita doesn't allow you to eat it. So certainly when a bird, which is the tumah is less, it's only mitame in the throat, so certainly the shchita of a chicken, that's chulin, should remove its tumas nevela. And that being true, that was Rabbi Meir number one, now we apply that to karbanos. And now, Mama Tzinu, Bishchita Sa, Shehi Machsharta Ba'achila, Umetaheres Es Trefa Sa Mituma Sa. Well, if that's true when it comes to chulin, a chulin bird, that you're not a carbon bird, you shecht it. And that, what does that do? Based on this kavachomer, that makes it kosher for you. Typically, what happens? Shechita normally makes a bird a mutter ba'achila. And what else does that shchita do? It removes, even though it's a trefa, it removes the tumas nevela from the beis ablia. It doesn't make you in your clothing tummy when you have it in your throat. Af malika so, we're going to apply that to the malika of a bird of kachim, of karbonos. What does the malika do? The malika permits the oaf to be eaten by the kohanim. It should be metaher, the trefa bird, from mingtame bebeis ablia. So what Rabbi Meir does is he starts out with a kavachomer, comparing an oaf of chulin to a behema of chulin, to tell you that the shchita therefore should remove, just like by behema removes the tuma, even though it's a trefa, that removes the tumas nevelo, the shchita of an oaf of chulin, of a bird, should do the same. And once we do that, we don't even have a chomer, we use a bamematzinu, a binyanav, which is the easiest of comparisons. Binyanav is one of the 13 principles of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Binyanav, I have a model. If it works here, it should work there. And that's often we challenge that in Shas. But here, why not? After all, if shchita is what permits a chulin bird to be eaten, and malika permits a kachim bird to be eaten, well, if the shchita of a chulin bird can remove the tumas nevela, the malika of a kachim bird should remove the tumas nevela, even though the animals are trefos. Okay, so that was Rabbi Meir's argument. Start with the kavachomer, then a bamematzinu, and now I have my halacha. Rabbi Yehuda obviously disagreed, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, daya kinevelas behema. So says Rabbi Yossi, I don't completely agree with you, Rabbi Meir. It should be sufficient like the nevela of a behema. We'll have to explain what that means. Shchitasa mahatarta, avalomalikosa. Yes, it's true, the shchita of a chulin bird will make it tahor from tumas nevela, even though you find that to be a trefa, but not malika. Why is that true? In order to understand this Mishnah, we need to go review a principle we saw in Maseches Bava Kama, which is known as dayo. Dayo labamin hadin lihios kinidon. It literally means it's sufficient that that which is comes from a kavachomer, that's derived from a kavachomer, be as strict as that which, where it's being learned from, and not apply it elsewhere. So let's give the following example. Daya works a little bit differently in different places. Let's see, best example to understand it would be the following. Let's say the teacher says, the principal says, if the students sweep the auditorium, so they're going to get ice cream. Okay, so students sweep the auditorium. Very nice. Ice cream is going to be their reward. A group of students then mop the entire auditorium. A lot more work, no doubt, and it's much cleaner. It's sparkling. So they come to the principal and they say, we'd also like ice cream. So, okay, that's kal vachomer. Makes sense. If you sweep the floor, you get ice cream. Certainly if you mop the floor, they get ice cream. Then you had another group of students which realized the auditorium. You think the auditorium's dirty? What, the gym is much more dirty. So without asking, they went and they mopped the gym. And they come to the principal and say, we want ice cream. Oh, what'd you do? Well, we mopped the gym. He said, I didn't say about anything about mopping the gym. So they said, well, you spoke about sweeping, and a kal vachomer was derived. Well, if they sweep, they're going to get ice cream. Certainly if they mop. So we figured we're going to mop an area that's even dirtier. Certainly we should get ice cream. So the principal said, I never spoke about that. So it's sufficient, meaning what? It's one thing when you're speaking about the auditorium. Okay, so there we'll apply the kal vachomer. So now take it to another level. That much we're not going to do. That's the little way Dio works, at least here. And now we'll try to understand what Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell us. Rabbi Yossi said these words. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dio kinevelas behema. It's enough that the bird be like the nevela of a behema. What does that mean? There is no pasuk, there's no source that we have that the shchita of an oaf of chulin, of a bird of chulin, of a non-karbon bird, removes the treifa. There is no such pasuk. Where do we learn that from? We learn it from a kal vachomer, from nevela of from behema. We know that the nevela of behema, if it shechted, it will remove what? It will remove even though it's a treif, it'll remove the tumas nevela. We don't know that about a bird, but we look kal vachomer. What's a kal vachomer? Well, if a bird which has the tumah is less severe because it's only in the beis habli, in the throat, and the tumah of a behema is b'mag of a master touching and carrying, so kal vachomer, if the shchita of a behema can remove the tumah, which is a higher level tumah, so then, certainly, it can remove the lower level tuma of when you shecht a bird. So that's the kal vachomer. If you sweep the auditorium, you're going to get ice cream. So certainly, if you mop the auditorium, you're going to get ice cream. It's kal vachomer because it makes even more sense. You're doing even more so. So the question is though, can we now apply that to the gym? Can we apply that bird not only to Shlita, but I want to apply that to Malika? Can I have the right to do that, to apply that which the auditorium to the gym? So says Rabbi Yossi, what gives you the right to do that? The whole halacha was learned from a kal vachomer to begin with. You don't have the right now to apply this to an area, to Malika, which what gives you the right to assume that it should apply to Malika as well? It applies to Shlita, but I don't know what applies to Malika. So Malika is on a kutchim animal. What gives you the right to assume that if I do Malika on a karbon oaf, then, and I find to be a treifa, that's not going to have tumas nevela? Why would you assume that to be the case? So that's what he says. It daya kinevelas behema, shchita samitaha rasa. The shchita is metaher the bird, just like the shchita is metaher the behema. Avalo malika sa, to apply this to malika, why? To apply it to the auditorium, to the gym, maybe I don't have the right to do so. That's the concept of dayo. Dayo, it's sufficient. That which is learned from a kal vachomer, let it apply in that particular case. Let it apply to the auditorium. Let it apply to shchita. Why? What gives you the right to apply it to the gym? Now, Rabbi Meir, who Rabbi Yossi is obviously arguing with, who learned not only the kal vachomer, but applied the shchita to the malika as well, that the malika as well removes the tumas nevela beis ablia from the oaf of the karbon when you find it to be a treifa. He holds of dayo. You can't deny dayo. So the answer is, the Gemara says, because Rabbi Meir had a pasuk, and the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph says, zos taras ha-behema v'ha-oaf. Oh, look at that. There's a hekesh. There's a comparison between behema and oaf. And it comes to tell you that what? Just like a behema, that which is machshir, the animal to eat, which is shchita, removes the tumah, even though it turns out to be a treifa, so too an oaf. Whatever is machshirit ba'achila, and you know what that includes? Malika, that makes it mutter when it comes to a carbon. That removes the tumah, even though you found it to be a treifa. That's Gemara in Zvachim Samach Tes. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, although he holds of Dayo, this pasuk overrides the Dayo, and that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So we end up with three opinions in the Tanakh. Rabbi Meir holds, whether it's shchita or malika, that removes the tumas nevela from an oaf that's found to be a treifa. Rabbi, the malika by a carbon and shchita by a chulin bird. Rabbi Yehuda holds that shchita or malika do not work. They don't, he does not learn that kavach homer. Do not remove the tumas nevela from an oaf that's found to be a treifa, because in the end of the day, the shchita and the malika did not permit it to be eaten. So therefore, there's tumas nevela that applies. And Rabbi Yossi has this compromise opinion. He says, shchita is metaher, the oaf, the bird, the chulin oaf, from tumas nevela, but malika does not work because of the concept of dayo. We begin the eighth perek. Perek ches, Mishnah Aleph. Important to recognize that the Mishnah is going to discuss three mixtures, all which have a carbon that got mixed in with them. And what are we supposed to do? The first category will be where we have a carbon that got mixed up with Isurei Hana, things that we're not permitted to get pleasure from, to benefit from. We'll see examples of that. Number two is where you have a carbon that got mixed up with what we call Isurei Mizbeach, animals that became disqualified to be makriv on the Mizbeach. So they were kadosh, but they're disqualified. So it's not Isur Hana, it's just it's karbanos, in the world of karbanos, but I have a kosher carbon got mixed up with the animals that are disqualified to be placed on the Mizbeach. What do I do there? And number three is where I have a mixture of a carbon with chulin, which with animals that have no blemish, that potentially could be born as a carbon, but are not designated as a carbon. So that's introduction number one. Introduction number two is the Mishnah is going to address what we call chatos hamesos. There are five cases where a carbon chatos, very famous idea found several times in Shas, five cases where a carbon chatos becomes unfit to be placed on the mizbeach. They become asur bahana. And what do you do with that animal, that goat, female goat, let's say, that was set aside for a carbon chatos and now became disqualified? You have to close it up in a barn. You can't. You have to starve it, and it has to die from starvation, unfortunately, because there's nothing we can do with it. Now, these are called the chatos hamesos. In what cases do we have to, this carbon chatos? I can't bring it as a carbon, but I have no other choice. Do you have nothing else that I can do with it? Number one is the vlad of a chatos, the offspring of a carbon chatos. We have to do that. Tumuras chatos, this is tumura. We have in Parshas Bechukosa, you have an animal person who designated an animal for his carbon chatos, and then he took another animal, said, you know what, this is going to be in exchange a substitute for the chatos. The halacha is that both remain. You can't substitute when it comes to carbonos like that. That's called tumura. Doesn't work, and both become kadosh in the end. So that tumuras chatos, that wasn't the real one designated for the sin or as a sin offering. That also follows this rule. You can't bring it as a carbon, and it has to be placed and closed up until it dies. Number three is chatas shemesu ba'aleh. You have a carbon chatas designated by its owner. The owner now dies. So what do you do with the animal? Can't bring, it's not a donated carbon. You can't bring it as an offering because the owner doesn't exist anymore. So that also follows this rule. And chatas sheniskapru ba'aleha ba'acheros. You have a case where someone designated a carbon as the carbon chatas got lost. Then he offered another one in his place and you end up finding the first one. What do you do with the first one? Same thing here, close it up. And number five is a chatas she'avar shenasa. The halacha is that a female sheep, female goat, which are brought as a sin offer, as a carbon chatas, are kosher only when they are within their first year. So here you have someone who designated a carbon chatas and within its first year, but he didn't get a chance to offer it until the year is over. And he brought another carbon chatas to give him atonement. What do you do with this first one, which passed his year? It has to die. Okay, so now we begin the Mishnah. Perek Ches Mishnah. Kedushin is Orvu Bachatos HaMesos. Oh, so there's our list. Here you have an animal that was set aside as a carbon. That's a regular carbon. And that got mixed up together with Chatos HaMesos. Some of these examples of where Chatos has to die, those are Asur Bahana'a. The problem is that there's a completely kosher carbon that's mixed together. Or over Shohaniskel. Shohaniskel is where you have an animal, let's say they killed a person, you have to give it skila, and it's Asur Bahana, and now you have, a carbon that got mixed together with Shohaniskel. So, and you don't know which is which? Says the Mishnah, Afilu Echad Beribo, even one in 10,000, one chatas with 10,000 kosher carbonos. Or let's say one shor haniskal, which is asabhana, with 10,000 carbonos. So here we're talking about the carbonos are multiple carbonos, and then one isrhana, multiple carbonos, and also ishar haniskal. One is multiple carbonos and chatas that's supposed to die. What do you do? Yamusu kulam. All of the carbonos have to die. Even though you may have 10,000 kosher animals to bring as a carbon, because there's a carbon that's there's an animal that's asur bahana, either a chatas hamesos, a chatas that's supposed to die, or a shoran iskal, all have to die. Yamusu kulam, isur hana, there's nothing you can do with them. And why do you say it's batel barov? Because balei chayim, animals, are considered significant chashuv, that they're not batel barov, they don't become nullified in a majority. Then the Mishnah has category two. This is where we have Isurei Mizbeach mixed together with Karbanos. Nisarvu b'shor shenev debo aveira. Let's say you have a lot of Karbanos, a lot of animals designated as Karbanos, but it got mixed up with a shor, an ox, that an aveira was done to it. And the Mishnah gives you examples of this. And therefore you can't bring this to Karban. Now, what would be an example? So you could have nevdo aveira, some type of error was done with it. So the Mishnah is going to give us several examples of this, but it's important to note that this category is different than the first one. The first one is where we had Karbanos mixed up with Isurei Hana, where there was Asur to get benefit from that mixed up with the Karbanos. These are not Asur Bahana. These are cases where they're Mutar Ba'achila. They're mutter ba'achil, you're allowed to eat them. But nonetheless, they're pasul ha'krov, you can't bring them as a carbon. So the carbon that got mixed up with it is supposed to be wrote as a carbon. Or the carbonos need to be wrote as carbonos. But these animals can't be put on the mizbeach. So what do we do? So the Mishnah gives us examples of a shor she'en ev debo avera. O shehi mis es ha'adam al pi'ed echad. Let's say it killed a person. Well, it should have been a shor ha'niskal, but we can't put it to death, because it killed, so it's not asur bahana. But there is one aid that testifies it killed a person. Or al pi bailim. Well, let's say the owner of the animal came to Beis Din and said, my ox killed a person. So it's patur from skila, because modeh b'knas is patur. A person who admits to a case of penalty, to a fine, is patur. So here, we're not going to kill the shor, but you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. And that very shor, which is mutter ba'achila, but it cannot be brought as a carbon, got mixed up with many other animals that's supposed to be brought as a carbon. Or Barova, or let's say another example of a shor shenev dabo aver, where an aver was done. Let's say it was a shor, there was a case of bestiality, where the animal was boel an isha, a woman. So that animal is disqualified for as a carbon. Or venirva, or let's say the behema, it's a female animal, and a male was involved in the bestiality with the animal. That animal cannot be brought as a carbon. Uve muktze, or let's say you have a muktze means designated, means a shore, or let's say an animal that was designated for avodah zarah. Uve nevad, or worse, they actually worship the animal. Uve esnan, or let's say you have an animal that was used as an esnan zona. It was an animal that was used to pay a prostitute. So the Torah says in Pashas Kiseitze that esnan zona cannot be used, cannot be used as a carbon. So here, once again, in all of these cases where nevda bo avera, with these, you have many carbonos got mixed up with the rovea, the nirba, neva, the muktza, the esnan, it's an uve mechir. The Torah says also Pashas Kiseitze, mechir kelev. Anything that's sold for a dog, that's due for exchange for a dog. You sold a dog and you got, let's say, a sheep in return, for the dog that you sold you, that sheep cannot go on the mizbeach. So that's Mechir Kelef. So that is also, and that got mixed up. You had many karbonis got mixed up with the Mechir Kelef. Uve Kilayim. Well, let's say you have a case where both parents are permitted species, but you have an offspring of a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep. So that cannot be brought as a karbon, based on the psukim in Vayikra Perek Chav Beis. So here, that kilayim animal got mixed up with other animals that should be brought as karbonos. Uve treifa, or let's say you have a treifa, that got mixed up with many other animals that should be brought as karbonos, but the treifa cannot be brought as karbonos. Uve yotze dofen, or let's say you have an animal, not an averness, there's no avera going on here, as it, let's say in the treifa, it's not an avera, but here yotze dofen is an animal that was born by cesarean section. So that animal, the halacha is based on the pasuk, sure, o kesev o eis ki yivoleid, it has to be born in a normal manner. So yotze dofen cannot be brought as a karbon, and that and many karbonos animals were mixed up with the yotze dofen, and you can't identify. In all of these cases, if these animals on this list, and this is category number two, this you have a tarovis, a mixture of isurei mizbeach. They're not osvahana, you're mutar b'achila, but you cannot place it on the mizbeach, and yet your karbonos got mixed up. What do I do? I want to bring my karbonos, but I may end up, take if I take a karbon out, maybe I may be sacrificing that which should not be placed on the mizbeach, one of these things that are on this list. So all of these animals, yiru achi istavu, you have to let all of these animals go out to graze until they have a mum, and once they have a mum, and now they have the potential for redemption, because once it has a mum, it can't be brought itself as an animal, a blemish as an animal, so then you have the right to redeem them and sell them. Now, I don't know which was my, I'm not sure what the animal was, the kosher animal that I, or the karbanos that I had in here. So I take the highest price that I get for the animals that had a blemish, I sell them all, let's say I sold 10 animals, and one animal I got sold nine for $100 and the other $200, so I have to take $200. That's the amount of money that I have to be spending on a carbon. What I do is I say, I take the money and say, wherever this carbon is in this mixture of 10 animals, I don't know, it should be mechulal, it should be redeemed. That kedusha of that animal should be on these coins, and I use that coins to buy a carbon chatas. That's how it's done. Nis arev bechulin tamimim. This is category number three. This is where I have a karban that got mixed up with chulin animals. All animals that are kosher potentially become karbanos, but they're not karbanos right now. They don't have any blemishes. Yimachru hachul. Now I can't. What do? I can't. I want to bring my karban. I don't know which one is my karban. Yimachru hachulin tsarichei osohamin. I should sell all chulin animals to people who need to bring a karbon from that particular species of animals got mixed up. And then what do we do? So then I can bring, then everyone is going to bring a karbon. In this case, I don't have to wait for all the animals to get a blemish. Why? Because they're all fit to be brought as karbanos. So I'd have to wait like I did in the previous case in this third category. So what do? I sell the mixture to people who need the karbanos of whatever was designated as the one that was designated that got mixed up in this group. So what should they do? All the people buy the animals in one of the animals that are not kadosh in this mixture. We obviously don't know which one it is, but we sell them to as many people as we have chulin animals. Remember, let's say you had one karbon got that was there and nine chulin animals. Okay, so you should sell them to nine people, and then what happens? They all become kadosh. So it's very nice. They're all kadosh. They're all designated as the same karbon, and now all animals, included that whichever one is the kadosh animal, can be offered. So now you'll say, I don't know, let's say the specific owner. Okay, it's very nice. So the Kohen should make sure that when he's makrivit, he should have in mind that it should be l'shem ba'al av shalo. Each korban should be not for a specific person, but I'm doing the avodah for whoever the owner may be of this particular animal.